And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer. Let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. Still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow. Let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. 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 There will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
Good morning and welcome. We're glad you're with us today, and we certainly welcome you, and we welcome those that are live streaming with us today as well. We do have a few announcements before we actually begin our service. I'd like to call your attention to the insert in your bulletin. So just take that insert out for a moment. If you'll notice on the front of that, that the top of it is perspective, shifting into the reality of love. And sometimes when we change our perspective about things, we can see things differently and shift into that reality of love. Nancy Whitten, our guest today, has written a book by that title. And of course, it's available in our lobby, but it's also available in the workshop this afternoon from 1:30 to 3:30. And those of you that attend the workshop this afternoon, a free copy of this book will be given to you. So by all means, check out your schedule. And as to quote Edwin Gaines, you just thought you had plans this afternoon. So by all means, check out that in your, check your time and be with us at 1:30 today. The other thing that is highlighted in our insert is Friendship Sunday. Along with that, there is a card in the bulletin. It's an ideal card to invite a friend to church. And if you've got more than one friend, I hope most of us do, you can pick additional cards up in the lobby. But on that Sunday, I'm excited about the Sunday. We have a full program planned for all three services. We have the girls with us. All three services will be providing our special music. And then at 12:30, we have our potluck upstairs out in the lawn. We've already ordered perfect weather. Bring a dish to share. The church will all provide the veggie burgers and hamburgers and hot dogs, etc. At 1 o'clock, there's activities on the ground for our entire youth and family ministry, and it's called Country Hoedown. As I said last week, that's not a reflection of where I'm from. It's just the name of the talk, the name of the theme. The closing bell ceremony, we will do that at 1:45, and that's a beautiful ceremony where we as a community circle up and do a complete closing bell ceremony led by our Youth and Family Ministry Department. So mark your calendar for Sunday, September the 7th. Flip that insert over, and if you'll look on the back, we're teaching a new prosperity course here that has never been taught in this church before. It's called Prosperity Plus 2. It's written by Mary Manny Morrissey. I will also be facilitating that course. And this is what I love about the course. Not only is it about tithing of time, talent, and treasure, of course, but it truly talks about the laws of life that we are able to put ourselves in alignment with to create that prosperous, meaningful, healthy life that we want. So I invite you to seriously consider taking this course. Not required, but suggested, perhaps, that you've taken another prosperity course or read a prosperity book that we have here at Unity before taking that course. And then, of course, also on that is our sacred service opportunities. Those are some detailed ideas of things that are actually your opportunity to serve in our bookstore clerk, our ushers, our welcome ministry, our love offering counters, and youth and family ministry as well. We do have, I want to call your attention also to the fact that we do have this Wednesday evening our teen activity night. This is a great opportunity for our, if you have children of middle school and senior high school age, it's an ideal time to come together on Wednesday night. They have many activities are planned. They have a wonderful youth band that they let me sneak in and listen to, and it was outstanding. Also, please notice that we have our women's retreat as well coming up. It's an opportunity to sign up for that. There are many things happening here at Unity Christ Church. We invite you to check them out in your bulletin. Take your bulletin home with you. It's yours to keep. Monitors in our center gives you all of the activities that are happening. The website, Unity Christ Church, check that out. If you've not signed up for our weekly email blast, Peak of the Week, we invite you to do so in the Garden Court. And we're also on Facebook. So if you have your smartphone with you today, you might want to check in, let people know where you are, and invite them to come to Unity Christ Church as well. And then we invite you to silence those cell phones and give yourself the gift of this sacred hour together. Many activities, we want to communicate with you, and we invite you to allow us to do so. So how you doing? Of course you are. Of course you are. So let's begin our service, okay? So I invite you to go to that place within your heart and within your mind. And this morning, our opening prayer is based upon a book, Empowering Prayers for Everyday Life, published by Unity, and that's our theme for the month. So I invite you again just to center yourselves in this one presence, in this one power, God the good. And let's just take a moment and feel that presence, feel that power moving in and through us, as us, in the activity of life and well-being. And from the words of Empowering Prayers for Everyday Life, I now release anything that disturbs me. My body is still and centered. I expand my awareness to the earth and sea and sky, feeling my oneness with all that is. Spirit streams, pours, and shines through me, restoring peace to my soul, blessing the world. I am serene, and I am in perfect harmony with the universe. And in this truth, we know that truly all is well. Today we affirm peace in ourselves, and today we affirm peace in the world. And we pray with all of our world leaders, knowing that they are truly guided by God's infinite love and divine wisdom. We pray this in the name and the nature of the living Christ presence. And together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Again, I want to thank you for being here. God is everywhere present, but God is more present at the state fair on the afternoon than in the morning. Let's applaud this day, okay? We begin our service by using affirmations. The affirmations are found in your order of service, and our affirmation is our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each person. Our vision, together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation for today's lesson: as I weave prayer into the fabric of my life, I am richly blessed. Let's do that again. As I weave prayer into the fabric of my life, I am richly blessed. Our guest today is truly a guest to Unity Christ Church. This is the first time that they've attended and been here with us, and we're pleased to have them. But they're no strangers to me. I had the pleasure of working with these individuals in the ministry that I served for 8 years prior to coming here to Unity Christ Church. And that is that they're from Cincinnati, active at New Thought Unity Center in Cincinnati. Nancy Whitten, our speaker today, is a licensed Unity teacher. And her early career, she was an elementary and Montessori preschool teacher. She became that licensed teacher in 1999, and we had a wonderful time working together at New Thought Unity Center. She was often a Wednesday evening speaker and also a Sunday morning speaker at New Thought. She currently volunteers as a reading tutor in the public school system there. And we had dinner together last night, and when she started talking about it, she just beamed. And so I know that you'll enjoy her today as well. And then we are blessed also today to have with us her husband, Reverend George Whitten. Reverend George Whitten and I work together also at New Thought Unity Center. He is an ordained Unity minister. He was ordained through the field licensing program, and I was also truly blessed to be a mentor and a supporter of him in that program. He also does radio programs, Life is Meant to be Good, right there in Cincinnati, and he also has had a program on Unity FM, our Unity FM programs at Unity Village. Nancy says, our speaker today says, her life mission is to use her artistry, insight, and deep reverence for life to teach peace. Nancy says, instead of seeing life from a negative perspective filled with barriers to my peace and happiness, I choose to see and know that life is lovingly supporting me every step of the way. This is so Nancy, and it's so true. So would you please give a very warm Unity Christ Church welcome to Reverend George and Nancy Whitten.
Thank you.
I'm going to invite our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. If you'll look around the room, you'll see that these individuals, they arrived early, they held sacred space in this beautiful sanctuary, and they're here today to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer need, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song for this series is When I Pray, and we invite you to please stand.
Here we go. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my right here, right where I am, I pray, right here. When I pray, I feel my soul go deeper. My soul go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my soul go deeper. My soul go deeper into my God. Praise Him. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper. My heart go deeper into my God. When I pray, yeah, I feel my heart go deeper. My heart go deeper into my God. Right here.
You guys did sound good. Didn't they sound good, Laurie?
I know.
They sounded great. Let's give ourselves a hand. Okay, yeah, you look great up there.
Choir starts in a couple of weeks.
I know. It. It's amazing to me. After about the fourth week, we get it, don't we? It's down there. Anyway, unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests. And as we do this, we think of the time when we were first-timers. So we were all first-timers at one time or another. But we are that open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, please give us the opportunity to acknowledge your presence here today. If you're with us for the first time, we invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic here. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest. Oh, I knew we had first-time guests. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Also, if you're streaming with us today, we certainly welcome you for the first time as well. But that purple packet that you received today tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. There's a welcoming CD included in that packet. There's a pink card included in that packet. And if you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk, then we have a gift for you today. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guest, okay? Of course, we enjoy greeting each other, and we do that with a smile, a handshake, a hug, namaste. We always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? Thank you. So if you did not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for coffee and tea following today's service. Our next song is a song that we don't do here so often. Maybe fairly new to you, but it's one of my favorites as well. And so we're going to invite you to remain seated for this song, In the Silence.
In the silence, there is a sacred place, a secret meeting place, a love is there. In the silence, where every color blends and every rainbow ends, a good is there. In the light, now you find that you know peace of mind. In the silence, your path is paved with gold and all your dreams unfold. Love. Peace is there, truth is there, God is there. In the silence, there is a sacred place, a secret meeting place, love is there. In the silence, where every color blends and every rainbow ends, a good is there. In the light, now you find that you know peace of mind. In the silence, your path is paved in gold and all your dreams unfold, a love is there. Peace is there, truth is there, oh, God is there.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is healing. Wholeness is my true nature. I am innately whole and healthy. Divine life is real, abiding, and eternal, and I am life in expression. To experience the fullness of life, I first realize that I live, move, and have my being in the universal flow of God. I center my feelings, thoughts, and words on oneness and the perfect life within me. I feel and know life is present and available to me in all its fullness. When my mind is focused on the divine idea of wholeness, I am in conscious harmony with the rhythm and flow of divine life. I demonstrate wholeness in mind and body. Wholeness is my true nature and my birthright. I confidently claim it by affirming, life, sweet life. And from Genesis, then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. The word for today is healing.
Of God is in this place. and grace. There's a holy hush around us. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this place.
Surely the presence of God is in this place. For you are in this place. And that presence of God lives and moves and has its being within you. So I invite you, if you would, to just place your hand over your heart for a moment. As you continue to relax your mind, letting go of any concerns. Continue to relax your body and feel your heartbeat. For it is truly God expressing through you the beat of life. Now take a moment and bless your heart. Bless the wisdom of your heart. I treasure my prayer time. In prayer, I open my mind. In prayer, I exercise my faith. In prayer, I consciously unite with divine mind. Through prayer, my perspective expands. Through prayer, I see beyond current situations or circumstances to the power of God at work in my life. Prayer changes my mind and my heart. Prayer lifts me into an experience of oneness with God. Listen to your heart. Feel the beating of your heart. And in this awareness of love, in this awareness of prayer, we rest in the silence, in that sacred place within. Thank you, God, for the quiet and the stillness. Thank you, sweet Spirit, for just the reminder that we are indeed one. And today we pray with our prayer ministry, our Unity Prayer Chaplains, our Healing Ministry, our Unity Cares Ministry. We pray with all of these ministries as they continue to hold us in prayer when we so often forget. And we pray with those that have requested our prayers today, represented by our prayer box, the cards and the letters, the calls, the electronic mail. We pray with all of these prayer requests and hold them in a consciousness of love and a consciousness of prayer, giving thanks for answered prayer. So now we just gradually return to this time and this place, knowing that we have been in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of spirit. We say thank you God, and so it is. Amen.
your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
I always feel so lucky because when I speak, they play the best music. I mean, it's just fabulous. Thank you. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. I have felt so welcomed. And right before service, I prayed with a prayer chaplain. Thank you. And he reminded me that you're all here to support me with your love. And I thought, that's why we're all here, not just here in church, but in the world. We're all here to support each other in love. I just love that idea, so thank you. Well, recently I heard the 5 unity principles in their purest form, I guess, in the shortest form. And some people at the first service nodded, yes, they had heard them. God is, I am, I think it, I pray it, I live it. And today we're going to be talking about the praying part. I'll do this. I grew up Catholic, and so I've been praying most of my life. And I remember, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And Hail Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. It was the prayer of asking, and I think that that's a very beautiful prayer. Jesus taught us, ask, and you shall receive. But in unity, we pray affirmatively, and that's the prayer that my heart and soul kind of resonates with the most. Affirmative prayer is the highest form of creative thought. We hold statements of spiritual truth in mind. Rather than beseeching God, we affirm that God is and that we are connected with that Spirit, and we affirm the truth of who we really are and the desired outcome that we want. We pray from that consciousness of God. And that's how Myrtle Fillmore, the mother of Unity, she prayed affirmatively. And not only did she heal herself of all of her woes, we know this story, most of us, but she started the Unity movement, the whole movement. And so prayer has been called the backbone of Unity. It's certainly that centerpiece, that foundation piece that we build everything else that we do around. And then Eric Butterworth, a great Unity minister and radio host, he said, what did he say? He said the whole Unity movement can be summed up under the heading of prayer and right thinking. And he was very strong in the movement. He had so much to do in shaping the direction of Unity in a way. And so we pray affirmatively from that consciousness of God. Now, the affirmation and denial that I've been working with is, the Spirit of God that is me is not sick. I allow that Spirit of wholeness, that Spirit of perfect health, to flow through me now. That's my true nature. And so I've been working with that affirmation from time to time, well, really for a long time, and I think we need to be consistent with our practice of using affirmation, with our practice of praying, because I know with myself, sometimes I let that go too soon. I start out really strong and do my affirmations, and then all of a sudden I let them go. But it actually took Myrtle Fillmore 2 years to feel totally healthy again. And so that gives me hope. Hang on to those affirmations of truth about ourselves. Cling to them and keep them tight near you. Now, I think about prayer this time of year because Unity has their World Day of Prayer coming up on September 11th. And I know you've already started advertising about that. And it's a wonderful way for us to join with our brothers and sisters around the globe. And for me, it's like prayer multiplied. So it's a beautiful day. And if you can participate in any way, please take advantage of doing that. I know you'll love it. Now, there's four other things that I'd like to share about prayer. The first one is, and this is obvious. These are obvious things, but for me, it's always helpful to be reminded of them. And so I'm going to remind all of us today, myself included, that we have to make space for prayer in our busy lives. And I mean this two ways. Of course, we have to make time for prayer. And it doesn't have to be a big deal. We can make it so we want to do it. You know, I was going to journal, you know, write in a notebook for one time. And I actually was reluctant to make a commitment to do that because I thought it'll just be like a New Year's Eve resolution. I'll make it and I'll break it and that'll be the end of it. And my friend Claudia said, well, what would feel really good that you could do? And I thought for a moment and I said, well, maybe I could spend 2 minutes three times a week. And she said, okay, do that. And so, of course, you know what happened when I started on those 2 minutes. Sometimes it became 10 minutes or 20 minutes. It didn't matter. But I kept that commitment for a year. So make a commitment to prayer that you really want to keep in your life. And then make, it's helpful, it's not required, but it's helpful to make a place for prayer in your home. Maybe it's just a flower from the garden or a little affirmation card. Anything like that, that would call us in to pray, that would welcome us into prayer. And maybe when we see it, we just take a mindful breath and remember, God is. God is the power in my life. So let's make space for prayer. And be creative. Do something that feels fun to you. If it's not fun, guess what? We won't do it. We'll do it for a while maybe, but make it really fun so that you want to do it. Now, the second thing that I'm going to say about prayer, this is one of the most important things that I've ever learned about prayer. I pray because I feel peaceful or at least more peaceful when I pray than I did before I started to pray. But I've noticed that there are things in me that block that peace from coming this way into me and from going out through me. Some things in me that block that. And I've made a list. This is not an exhaustive list by any means, but it's a list of things in me that block, that can block my peace and happiness. I feel like we're doing a magic show or something. These are things in me that can block my peace and happiness. Yeah, that's pretty long. And we all know these things because we're human beings. But anyway, these things can block my peace and happiness, and they're things in me. And when I want to move toward a goal or toward a dream, it's really hard for me to see, you know, how to go. If I want to have a closer relationship with George, I don't even know where he is. So, this is the most important thing I can say about prayer. Our prayer is for the purpose of changing us, all of this in us, not the other person, not the circumstance, and not to change God. Our prayer is for the purpose of changing all of this in us. And when we get clear of all of this, guess how we see everyone else, including ourselves, through the eyes of love. There's nothing else left. So, George, I need to hang on to you. Oh. Thank you. So our prayer is for the purpose of changing us. And who said that? This was a surprise to me. Was May Rowland. She was the director of Silent Unity for 50 years. She must have started when she was 17 or some, you know, she was the director of Silent Unity. And I think, gosh, I think she knew what she was talking about. You know, she knew what she was saying about prayer. And our prayer is for the purpose of changing us. Now, we also pray and get still to listen to that still small voice inside of us. And a friend of mine shared with me a YouTube video that I thought was really appropriate, and I'll share part of it with you. It was a video of a man. Let me get a drink real quick. It was a video of a man walking down the street, and he had one of those big sugar cookies in his hand. And when he was kind of looking down at the sidewalk, and he saw that there was a stethoscope on the ground. And he kind of looks around, and no one's there. And so he picks that stethoscope up, and he puts it on his ear. And then he gets this real funny look on his face, and he decides to hold that stethoscope to the cookie. And he hears, "Sugar, da 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 da, oh honey, honey." And he's kind of taken aback by this, and he finds himself against a post. And so he puts that stethoscope on the post, and he hears, "Lean on me when you're not strong." And then he sees a crosswalk sign, and he puts the stethoscope on the crosswalk sign. "Stop in the name of love." And he goes on and on doing this. And I don't know all of the songs, but the very last thing he does, he gets the most unusual look on his face of all. And he decides to put the stethoscope end on his own heart. And when he does that, he hears a big blast of the Alleluia chorus. And I thought when I saw that, I thought, you know, how true is that? How often do we listen to everything and everyone out here before we take time to go within and listen to our own hearts for the wisdom that we're seeking? You know, how often do we do that? But that reminded me, get still, even if just for a few moments, and let's consult our hearts for what we want to find out about our next step or whatever it is in our lives that we're going toward. Now this, there's a Bible story about this, and I heard that the Bible was the story of the rising of consciousness over time. You know, we finally get to Jesus after all the fighting in the Old Testament. And so there's a beautiful story in there about this inner voice. It's described that there's a capacity in us that is of a greater knowing than just ordinary knowing. There's something in us that knows. Now, this is expressed in the story of Elijah. He was a prophet, and he was having a hard time. In fact, he was fleeing for his life. And when he came to Mount Horeb, there was a giant wind, and it was splitting the mountain, and it was breaking the rocks. But God was not found in the wind. And then there was a huge earthquake, and the earth just rumbled, but God was not found in the earthquake. And then there was a fire that spread as far as the eye could see, but God was not found in the fire. And then after all of this fury, all of the noise, there was sheer silence. And in that silence, Elijah heard that inner voice, and he knew it was the voice of God. So let's be still. That's the hardest way for me to pray. I love affirmations. I love to sing affirmations, all of that. I come to church, but get still and be quiet and hear that voice. I'm practicing that. And I think, you know, sometimes I actually do get a glimpse of it, but that's just a beautiful part of prayer. So I want to just review here a little bit. Hold on to our affirmations. Hold on to them for as long as you need to, not just when they seem like they're not working, because they're always transformational. Our affirmations are always transformational. And then make space. Take some time for prayer in our lives. Remember that prayer is for the purpose of changing us. And then maybe experiment with sitting still and listening to that voice of wisdom, that voice of inspired insight right within us. Let's take time to do that. And then the last point that I want to make, this is from Meister Eckhart. And he said, if the only prayer that we ever say is thank you, that would suffice. That would suffice. You know, I think thank you is the easiest prayer to remember for me, and I'm learning to be thankful for everything because I believe that God is everywhere present in everything as everything. Even when I don't like it, when I say thank you, it immediately takes me a little bit away from the trouble or whatever it is that's going on. So let's say thank you. I want to thank again, Reverend Pat and Reverend Patty for inviting me here, letting me be here. I want to thank my husband, George, for putting up with me. He's been just so supportive. Every little anxiety or he's just gone along with me the whole road trip. So I thank him. And I want to thank each of you for being here and remembering with me who we really are. Who we really are. So we're going to have a song now. It's a gratitude song by Karen Drucker. And I'd like to encourage all of us to really feel this in our hearts and our minds, but feel it in every cell of our bodies. So please sing with us.
You'll pick it up. It's pretty easy.
Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, oops, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, Gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me, now it goes well. I'm so grateful to say that. I'm so grateful. Don't have to sing, you can whisper. I'm so grateful. Hey, I'm so grateful. Well, I'm so grateful. Yes, I am. I'm so grateful every day. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Here we go. Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I am well, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, yes I am. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, sing it again, because I'm so grateful. I know I hear you. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful.
Thank you. I am so grateful to be here with you and for us remembering who we are, but also for remembering that prayer is a peaceful, a path to peace and happiness. So thank you.
Understood, but I know the heart.
I know it's good. Run out of keys.
We never know what's hiding out behind the piano, do we? Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. This time we're going to... And thank you, Nancy. Thank you for an outstanding lesson. And you know, our teachings are simple, are they not? Easy to live, they're not sometimes for me. But they're not complicated. They're not complicated. So thank you again for reminding us of that. We invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. Those of you that are streaming with us today, we certainly invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church as well. So take your gift, your tithe in your hand. If you're giving it with someone, hold it together, bless it together. We truly have the power to bless. Let's affirm together our church offertory blessing found in your order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So we take a moment and we bless these tithes and we bless these gifts and these offerings. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, acknowledging the one presence and one power, God is source. And we send them forth to fulfill our mission. And that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. A quick reminder, this afternoon at 1:30, Nancy has a workshop upstairs in the Fillmore Room, Perspective, Shifting into the Reality of Love, based on her new little book. And I love her book for several reasons. First of all, it's easy to read. I love that. You know, it's simple. I get it. The second thing I really like about it is each section that she's broken this book down into, like, for example, she's done a section on gratitude. And then she follows up with the lyrics and of the word gratitude that we just sang. What I really like about that is she has the QR code or the QR code? And those that enjoy the smartphone can just place your smartphone over that QR code and boom, there you are, Karen Drucker singing the song right there, grateful. So I really think that one of the reasons I was impressed with this book is because Just, I know that the print world is upside down right now. Those of us that are still loving the print world, we know it's changing. It's changing rapidly. And I think this is a combination between the print world and the world of technology. And I think Nancy's done a great job in bringing that together. You know, it's there for us, and then also those of us that want to really zap in with those smartphones and hear it, it's right there for us. So you don't want to miss her workshop. Not only is she an outstanding, outstanding speaker, but she's also an outstanding teacher. I will never forget a class that she taught on affirmations. Here I was, you know, ordained, ministerial school, the whole nine yards. I come to Nancy's class on affirmations, and I am humble to the ground, you know. She is a phenomenal teacher, so you don't want to miss her this afternoon. We have children out there, don't we, John? We have children. I know who they belong to, and let's bring them in, okay? Let's stand and bring those kids in.
We are walking in the light, in the light, the light. We are walking in the light.
Community picnic is in 2 weeks, and we're looking for folks who might help make that possible. People who might come before the 11:30 service at 10 o'clock and help us set up, and then people who might monitor games and activities during the picnic, and then, of course, good old cleanup. So there's a sign up in the garden court. Please add your name to it if you can help make that happen. And then we close the picnic every year with our bell ceremony, and we invite you to bring a handbell for that, or stop in the garden court and we'll take an order and deliver a bell to you on Sunday, September 7th. Looking forward to the big party. Thanks.
Bring my bell.
Yeah.
Also, yesterday I was in the church for something and I went upstairs, I heard noise upstairs, and it was Saturday, I was upstairs. Nancy's having her training up there. I'd forgotten about that. And all of the teachers were gathered in, and they were having so much fun, I almost signed up. It was unbelievable. But I'm so appreciative of our Sunday school. I'm so appreciative of our Sunday school teachers. What they do, they go through their training, and they go up there, and they commit to 2 Sundays a week with these kids so that we parents can be here to enjoy this service. It touches my heart. So when I see the kids come in and I see our teachers come in, my heart is touched because I know what they've been through. Training, background checks, 2 people in every classroom. That's for your safety as well as the children's, everybody. So let's thank our teachers. Okay, let's really appreciate it. So let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is,
and all is well. Thank you.
If your problems won't go away and you're worried night and day, hand it over,
hand it over.
Get on your knees and pray.
Get on your knees and pray.
If you're sick, feel low, got no money, got nowhere to go, hand it over,
hand it over.
Get on your knees and pray.
Give it up and pray.
I said hand it over,
hand it over,
hand it over,
hand it over.
Give it up,
to give it
I
up
said give it over,
give it over,
hand it over,
over.
Knees and
praise.
Yeah, ain't no mountain you can't climb. Ain't no answer you can't find. All you need is a hand to hold. It'll heal your body,
your body,
feed your
feed
soul.
Your soul.
The road is dark, you can't find your way.
No.
Let the Spirit light the way.
I can see it.
I said, hand it over.
Head it over.
Get on your knees and pray.
Get on your knees and pray.
Give it to the Lord. You can't find your way.
I can't.
Let the Spirit
come on.
Light the way.
It's good light.
Hand it over.
Hand it over.
Oh, get on your knees and pray.
Get up and pray.
Oh, hand
it over.
Hand it over. Give it up. Give it
up.
Over.
Give it over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hand it over.
Get on your knees and pray.
Well, yeah, hand it over.
From who?